Well, Malachy, little time to celebrate. Straight back into action again this weekend, taking on College Land from Armagh.
Celebrations is over. They ended on Sunday night. They went on long enough, and back at the hem again. Tom, we started back again at the training light session Monday night, and but last night, and we'll probably do a small, very small bit on Friday.
Yeah, and I suppose like everybody else now, the target was to win Donegal. Now you have to set new targets.
The target was the start of the year, Tom, to beat Cairndona after the draws was made. We didn't actually win one game last year with a couple of draws, so our target was to win the first game. We won the first game, then we planned to get out of the group, and after that it was every game that came along just to get out of it. Obviously, the end result was to win Donegal. That was the big bonus for us, Tom, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And within style, a team that many people feel shouldn't be down there, but you are, and you, as I said, you won it in style. So a lot of people would be of the opinion that Bunclan are capable of going on and now challenging for Ulster. Is that the view you have?
Well, Tom, there's some very good sides in it, the likes of what we're going to play now, College Land, and then you have the Rock and that. But we were where we were, Tom, and you could say we shouldn't be there. But then we played a very, very good Letterkenny Gales side, which you could say shouldn't be there either. I thought Letterkenny Gales was a top-class side, to be honest, yeah, Tom. But we shouldn't have been there. But you were, and that's it. You just have to get out of it and spend as little time as possible there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you have two training sessions under your belt. What's the mood among the lads? Are they now focused on Ulster and getting back to winning ways on Sunday?
Oh, they most certainly are, Tom. Once Donegal was put out of the road, that was their next game. After we chatted to them in the dressing room, that had a good run in Ulster. Quite obviously, like everyone else is there, Tom, you'd love to win it. It's a big ask, but you would love to do it like Red Hughes had done it last year. And we'll give it our mate, Tom, you know what I mean? The lads is really, really up for it. I have to say the feeling in the camp is very, very good. There's a good buzz about this. A good buzz about the club at the minute also, Tom, which is great to see it, so it is.
And tell me, College Land, it's a small club on the Tyrone-Armagh border. Do you know much of them?
I do. I would actually know one of them personally. I know the chairman of the club very, very well. It's a very, very small town, Land. I think there's only about 35 or 36 houses in it. They're just Lamoy would be their town, so it would be. And I went to watch them last Sunday up in when they were playing in Benevie in County Antrim, and they're a good side, Tom. Let me tell you, they're a very good side, very sharp side, very, very young side. The average age of College Land would be about 21 or 22.
And tell me, obviously, Dara Jigger Connor came on last week because he wasn't fit to start. So obviously, he was an injury concern last week. How is he this week?
Dara's making progress every day, Tom. He's doing a bit of rehab and that. We're hoping that he's not going to be far away come Sunday. Dara's a very valuable boy to have on his side, so he is. So we're hoping that Dara will play a part at some stage of the game on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah, and tell me, everybody else fitting well?
Oh, everybody else is sound. That would be the only concern we would have, if Dara, everybody else is ready to go. Yeah. Can't wait for it.